Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the International Film Festival, Rotterdam, and I'm here with director Shakram Makri of film Fish and Cat, and translation is provided by Navid Sayed Majidi. Thank you very much, guys. Let's start off with the story of the film first. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
داستان فیلم در مورد یک تیم دانشجوییه که برای شرکت توی یک کمپ.
The story is about a group of students who have a camp in the nature, and they have three neighbors who are cooks, and the story shows the relation between these students and the neighbors. The movie is built up in a way that it has a lot of smaller stories which together connect to make a bigger story.
دیگه قرار میگیرن و یه داستان بزرگتری رو دارن میسازن.
We'll start off with the technical side first of all, because I think one of the draws of this film, one of the reasons that will initially draw a viewer is the fact that it was shot in one take, which is an amazing technical experiment. How did you come up with the idea, and what made you think that you would like to shoot a film like that?
من خیلی علاقمند به نقاشی‌های موریس اشر و کارهای شبیه کارهای اشر بودم همیشه که در
First of all, he's really likes the works of Escher, where perspective gets a sort of magical touch, and that has been an inspiration for him. He always wondered how he could put something like this into a movie. When people view all these smaller stories, your brain will connect them together like puzzle pieces to make a longer story. But this time, the intention was to make the viewer not to be able to fit those puzzle pieces together and stay in a sort of a confused state. So his idea, this was his first idea, he wanted to have this form, this shape for the movie, and then he puts in the story afterwards.
این فیلم رو بسازم و بعد به این ایده فرمی یک داستان اضافه کردم که همون داستانی که تعریف کردم.
Okay, so obviously this is a very difficult and ambitious task to take on. How long did it take to achieve the final product and maybe take us through the planning stage?
ما این فیلم رو در یک ماه حدودا در تهران تمرین کردیم. بازیگرا
They first practiced this for a month in Tehran, where the players memorized the text and memorized the plays. Then they went to the location and practiced with all the actors twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon, for a month. So this practice turned out into a sort of a theatrical kind of performance, and then after a while they started running the cameras. And they had 4 to 5 takes, and how many were good? You said two of them came out good, and this was one of the two takes. So then they viewed all the takes they had, and then they picked out this one to use as the final movie.
و این فیلم یکی از همون برداشت نهایی. بعد از اینکه فیلم رو دیدیم فکر کردیم که این برداشت رو استفاده کنیم.
Tell us how you worked with the cinematographer as well, because some of the shots are great. I mean, you'd expect a one take to leave some things maybe a little blurry and the film not to look as good as it does, but it's amazing the way that everything seems so well shot and well structured.
ببینید دو تا روش برای فیلمبرداری فیلم‌هایی که در یک شات اتفاق می‌افتند وجود دارن.
So there's two ways to make a movie like this. One is to actually do make cuts but then hide them from the viewers, and the other one is to actually do it in one shot, and they chose the last way. So some of the other movies that make films in one shot actually use the first way, and they make a lot of smaller shots, but they make it look as if it's one shot. So to actually be able to create this film in one actual shot without any hidden cuts, he had to make a very clear plan without any place for confusion to make it all work out well.
پلان‌های شفاف، واضح و بدون به هم ریختگی داشته باشم.
we've talked about the technical side, which obviously is a remarkable side of the film, but there's obviously also a very well-timed script and a well-balanced one, because it seems to balance very deep dramatic aspects, but also has a little horror in it. First of all, I'd like to ask where the inspiration of the story came from and how you got that right balance between the two genres.
من خیلی به فیلم های اسلشر علاقه دارم، به هورر مووی ها علاقه دارم که توی اونا
he really likes horror stories, slasher stories, so to say, which have stories, for example, that a bunch of youngsters are in a wood and then they're confronted with a bunch of killers. He wanted to have the get the viewers to think in the beginning that the movie would end up being sort of a horror movie, but the further the movie goes on, the more we realize that he wanted to make people to see the movie as a different kind of movie and a sort of an experimental movie. So the horror aspects remain in the movie throughout the whole movie, but after about an hour, the viewer realizes that this movie is about our perception of time.
حدود یک ساعت فیلم که گذشت میفهمه که داره یه فیلم در مورد زمان میبینه، در مورد مفهوم زمان.
Was there a specific place where the story actually came from? And to generalize a little bit, as a filmmaker, where do most of your ideas come from?
این داستان به خصوص رو از یه خبر در روزنامه ها گرفته بودم که در مورد بسته شده.
So for this story, he had his inspiration from a newspaper article, but a restaurant in the northern part of Iran that had been closed. This happens often in Iran, that restaurants get closed when they suspect that the meat is not halal, so not religiously. The case of this restaurant, there were even stories about that this the meat was from humans. He thought that this story was very it looked a lot like the slasher movies, and it's suitable for his but to speak in generally, it's hard for him to say where he gets his ideas exactly from. They can be from a lot of things, but like a lot of times it's also from the cinema and other movies.
بیشتر ایده های من احتمالاً از یه جایی از دل خود فیلم ها میان.
Thank you very much, Shakram Makri, and congratulations on an excellent film that I think I definitely recommend our listeners to check out, Fishing Cat. And thank you, Navid Syed Majidi, for the translation. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.